Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I wanted to say a quick thank you one more time to Michael Franti, who joined us about 7 o'clock this morning. If you missed any of the show, you can always catch the full show podcast by heading to radio.com or radioalice.com. All our whole show is on there, starting with our little Lost 30 that we do in the morning. So look for full show podcast and the Lost 30 on radio.com.
Our text number, which we, you know, encourage you to send us text anytime you have a comment about whatever it is we're doing. We're open to that and appreciate it and try to read them back. And here's where we do that. 800-400-3697. That is the number. Here's a text that just came in. 916 says, yes, Vinny, I read the same datebook article on Shirley Jackson. Born in SF, December of 1916, raised in Burlingame. Until her family moved to Rochester, New York during her senior year of high school.
Oh, funny.
Left us at the age of 48. Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know this author at all and only read about her because of the actress that was taking on the role to portray her. So,
right.
But I'll be interested to see that.
Well, listen, anything Elizabeth Moth is in, Elizabeth Moth. I'm interested in seeing. I think she's, you know, she's one of our greatest treasures, Vinny.
I agree. 707 says, I appreciate Sarah reminding us it's not a competition regarding our stance on race.
Oh. I did that?
Yeah, I think you did. I read The Lottery when I was in high school about 30 years ago. It always stuck with me when Hunger Games came out. I wondered if it was based on the book The Lottery.
Oh. I think it's a short story, too, Vin. It's not, like, a lot of what I saw yesterday was collections of short stories by her.
Hmm. Reading isn't even going to be close to an option for this summer, but I look forward to getting back to that at some point in my life.
That'll be nice, won't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a moment to myself. I think I'll read a book.
We're going through a phase with sister right now that is... Oh.
Tell me.
There's days last night yesterday, she did not nap. And by the evening time, I don't know if despair, like she was so tired. She was crying and laughing and she was delirious.
No.
It was just one of those things where you're like, oh God, we've got to keep her up one more hour. But there was no consoling her. She just, you know, she's a baby.
Yep.
She didn't nap. And it just got ridiculous. And that's, you know.
Is she born in August? She's an August baby, right?
Yep.
So she's, you know, I mean, when does napping stop? I forgot. I was like 5 years old. Like, when do they stop taking a day to nap?
No, it depends on the kid. And there have been times when she's like, yeah, I want to go to bed. And we're all, okay. And we put her down for a nap. She'll say, night, night. Yeah, you can go to bed. You bet.
You got it, kid.
No problem. Love to. But other times she gets in there and she's just not down and she's, you know, we're watching the little camera and going, oh, this isn't happening.
This is a disaster. And, you know, because that's the thing. It's like they think they're not tired, but it turns out they are. And then you're the one who's having to deal with them the rest of the day.
Brent and Cameron napping regularly still?
Usually, yeah, once a day.
She good about it?
She's pretty good. I mean, she has days where she doesn't nap, but typically we get about 2 hours, which is heaven.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, exactly what everyone in the house needs. And when that doesn't happen, you're just like, oh, no. Oh,
when boy. She misses her nap, though, she gets tired at night. So hopefully, I mean, ideally, she falls asleep like 2 hours earlier, which means we get a longer night, which is great as well. But I mean,
if they didn't get their nap, they just, it's like they resisted sleep at all costs. It's like they just got overtired and couldn't, you know, it was harder even to settle them down. Like the nap was almost a guarantee that they would go to bed at a normal time.
Right. Yeah. You want routine. Everyone wants the routine.
Routine is one of my favorite things.
Vinny, I just finished all 3 seasons of The Handmaid's Tale yesterday and cried some tears mixed of relief and hope in the final episode. I, too, had to watch sparingly because it is so twisted. Hard to watch, especially as a woman.
It's funny, though, because as bleak as it is and as hard as it is, it's frigging fascinating. Like, there were times when I would binge 6 in a row. John and I would sit there and just watch them because you got to see what happens next. You can't believe what's going on.
There's a scene in early in the first season, because I'm only on episode 4 or 3. I'm not sure. But there's a scene where the master of the house asks to see someone.
The commander.
The commander asks to see Elizabeth Moss's character, which is astray from the routine, speaking of, and she's wondering what this means. And then what happens, and I'm trying not to give anything away purposefully, but what happens left me wondering, what is this guy up to? Like, that seemed to go too well, almost like out of the rotten person's handbook. Like, let me be nice so that when I'm awful to you, we have something established.
Yes,
here. I don't know.
You remember that I was good to you.
I guess. I don't know. So I'm very interested to see where that goes, but I haven't gotten there yet.
Well, and as you start to get more into it, like the culture of the commanders becomes more and more clear. And it is, nothing gets better, Vin.
Oh, great.
You can't believe how deeply the corruption runs and how just awful this place is.
Yeah, I was saying this to Christina at the dinner table. I'm like, where is this gonna go? Like, is there a wall they can get over to get to freedom? I mean, what is the... And she's like, oh, I could see it going a million places. And I'm all right. Right now, I don't see it going anywhere good. That's
you'll
for
like
sure.
it. I'm telling you, you're gonna...
Speaking of shows... Space Force is hysterical in an office kind of way. That's the new show with Steve Carell, right?
You know, I've heard terrible reviews about that. So I'm actually glad to hear that somebody likes it, because I was going to watch it and I was like, oh, no. That doesn't sound good.
My daughter used to work in a lingerie store in Campbell called Pleasures from the Heart. They actually had a lube tasting section.
Tasting. Well, I don't need the lube to necessarily be tasty. That's just me.
I don't know
I guess
you mean at all.
I don't either. I have no idea.
LMFAO, is sex a hobby? And then they don't say anything else beyond that. Well, it kind of is, right?
Sure. By the Google definition, what was it? Things you do to kill time?
Yeah, done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, yeah, absolutely.
Seems too bad there's so much shame attached to it. So we find ourselves, you know, as much as we love it, also being like, well, we can't be too into it. We'll be weirdos then, right?
Yes. There's a lot of weird guilt attached to it.
I thought Bryn was playing audio of a tattoo pen.
Oh.
Then I listened to the convo. OMG, LMAO. Nope, not a tattoo gun.
Nope, it's a pocket rocket.
All right.
408 says, Washington Examiner equals right-wing Trump propaganda, not real news outlet. Well, guess what? Someone took down one of their correspondents yesterday in a big way. So
canceled.
That was the story. Well, look, I mean, that's just all they had to
terrible
do was
look.
Hold the camera on them as they phonied up some photo of a of a meaningful contribution to the world. Ugh.
That's all it took.
Love Sarah's voice. I'm helping regarding the silly socialite Vinny reported on, the influencer. Yeah. Yeah, you're helping, all right.
Yes. Thanks.
Watching television and reading a book are not hobbies, they're activities. No, the definition, according to Bryn.
Yeah, it turns out it includes those things.
According
Who
to
knows?
Google, through Bryn.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, according to Bryn. Let's just go with that. Sure. What people heap on Bryn. Get off us for once. Get on Bryn.
Hey, everybody.
I'm perfectly fine with it.
Bryn at RadioAlice.com. I'll take
Complain
them all.
To, yeah, that's your address for complaints.
Sarah, I started Downton Abbey.
Oh.
Halfway through episode 2 and totally hooked. If you haven't read Ken Follett's The Century Trilogy, you are missing a great long read. The first book is totally Downton Abbey world, and you will be hooked for all three books. OFOC.
Say it again, because I've read some Ken Follett, and
this is from Charlie.
Pillars of the Earth.
Go ahead. The Century Trilogy.
Okay. Trilogy. Perfect. Thank you.
Sky Brown is awesome. She's also a surfer. I first learned about her when I was on Dancing with the Stars, junior edition, and she won.
Oh.
Oh, when she was on Dancing with the Stars, and she won.
I didn't know there was a junior version.
She's also a fantastic personality and attitude. All right, great.
Well, it's funny because we weren't listening to the audio, but we were watching some video of her, and she has a great... emotive face. She was, you can tell that she's like totally into what she's doing.
Yeah, she's got good energy for sure.
Yeah. And we couldn't even hear what she was saying. And I was like, oh, this kid's great.
Franti is amazing and definitely a leader for me and my family. My mom told me early on that not everyone would like me and that I might run into people that I don't care for, and this is something that happens. She also told me that if I don't like someone, it would be because of their personality, not because of their race, religion, or culture. Yeah, Franti talked about his upbringing during a segment this morning, and
don't do anything to anyone that you wouldn't want done to you.
He is a fascinating person.
It's the golden rule. He is. I liked that he sort of had a mission statement, that was, well, it was everything I hoped it would be.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could see you guys. Another 1415 says, how can I see Bryn's new setup? Do you guys have a live stream? Not yet.
No.
We'll have a highlight clip of some sort.
Yeah. Bryn has been pretty good about clipping from this. I can see that I see a little record button up there. He's recording us all morning. We're on a Zoom thing. And
just in case I need to capture, Sarah talking crap about people and, mm-hmm. call her.
You guys
that,
are the ones who talked crap.
Oh, my God.
Right on the air. It's right okay. On the air. You actually sold out the
no
private
need to
jokes
argue.
That we
No need to argue.
Make.
We'll have proof of that and we'll be on social media soon. So don't worry about it, Sarah. I'm going to mark this.
Well, make sure your dumb head movements are in there, too. That was the whole reason we would have that.
Oh, that's not nice. Dumb? I thought he was right on beat.
Make sure those are on there too.
Whatever.
Sarah and Vinny, I've been listening to Alice and you two specifically since 97, and I have to say that Monday marked a low point for me. I tuned in around 7:30 and you were basically blowing off the Floyd protest news. You were telling people that you'd already talked about it earlier. So, oh boy, where did the...
Listen,
so it didn't feel like you needed to keep talking about it. By Tuesday, you felt you were a conduit of information. Great, you woke now. There is.
All right. You can't please everyone.
No.
And, that's thanks for listening. Continue if you want to. We simply cannot please everyone. That's what it comes down to.
No, it's hard. Yeah. And that's why I was frustrated with, I've had a few people write and I've been frustrated because it is hard to know what the right mix of making sure you're in the current events and also making sure that you're doing the nonsense the show is built on.
Right.
When I talk to people about our show, I've absolutely, they go, oh, you do a radio show. What do you do? And I'm like, mostly nonsense.
Yeah, mostly we have fun.
The show is current events based, but it's really about nonsense and also really about us and really about the Bay Area. And we find ourselves, you know, trying to, you know, balance that. And we're doing the best we can. I believe that. We're trying as hard as we can.
I agree. This has not been an easy week. But, you know, thanks for your input. That's, what else can you say?
Mm-hmm.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Last meeting I went to, I thought it was a normal one, too. I've been unemployed for a year now. Great. Thanks a lot.
That's... Super. I don't know. Vinny has premonitions about these things.
Well, it wasn't hard. When I heard that the owner of the station was coming in for an all-staff meeting, that was the tip-off. When, you know it's just the management, you feel like that's going to be more of a all-hands conversation about, you know, the business of the day.
My favorite part about the owner coming in was that he told us the profit that he made on the station, as we all...
I'm sorry, but I could not turn down $17 million in profit.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
And I'm looking at him going, I moved here 3 months ago, dude.
Yeah.
3 months. Mm-hmm. I'm still not even settled.
Yeah, I live in a room with a Reagan fan.
Well, that sucks for you.
Yeah, that is too bad, but I couldn't say no.
Right. Ay, ay, ay.
That's all right.
Sarah and Vinny, can you text your good friend Gavin Newsom and suggest police departments assign a portion of their police force to walk with peaceful protesters to protect them while showing solidarity? I don't have Gavin's number. Do you?
No. Can you let Hooman know that our listeners have requested that? Bryn?
Will do.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm
busy.
Oh,
hey, Isla.
I told you can come on tomorrow. Thank you. All right, you got a pen.
Just let her on. Maybe she has some thoughts.
I don't want her to think she can just walk in and get on.
I suppose that's true.
Then that ends badly for me when I finally say, it's too much, okay? Get out of here. And then the tears start and the whole...
I love being a radio star.
I do remember feeling this way about my dad or mom at different points when you'd get in trouble and you'd be like, but it's weird now I feel like, how dare you be mad at me when you're the one that's not toeing the line? Sorry, bub. Find yourself
weird
going,
how the tables turn.
It really is.
I understand now. I swore I'd never be like them, and here I am.
Thank you. I know a lot of black folks who put up the black pick, and as a black listener, I appreciate that you guys did too. Did you guys watch Yuzi last night on Coffee Channel 20? No. I did not.
I heard she had Eddie Ift on.
I saw something on Facebook about it, but I didn't know that she's on Coffee now.
I guess so.
Great.
Yeah. Good for her.
Good for them. They're lucky to have her.
They sure are.
She's excellent.
Agreed.
Did the mayor of Mill Valley do something? Because someone wrote in saying there's a video of the mayor of Mill. Did you hear something?
I didn't.
I didn't either.
Heard?
Someone else wrote in and said, how come there's no mention of Hillary Clinton and her emails and the Benghazi? And I just went, oh, my God, I never even saw the Hillary Clinton news. I don't know how far down that's been pushed, but it didn't make my pile today.
Let me see. I'm looking at this. Mill Valley mayor criticized on social media for mishandling a racially sensitive question. You know what's funny? The mayor changes here a lot, and we don't vote on that. It's like they take turns on the city council or something.
Oh, it's like an HOA.
I guess so.
I found out I was the president of my HOA long after I was elected. I went, wait, you've shifted me to the president?
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Well, you know what happened with that is then they go, you need to sign off on all of the financials. And I'm like, wait a minute. So I have to check all this work, sign off on it, and be basically liable if there's anything wrong that I've signed off on. I am giving up my presidency. Anyway.
Sashi McEntee is the mayor. Looks like... she's saying she didn't... It's hard, you know what, without sitting here and actually reading it word for word as I'm sitting on the air with you, I'm not seeing it. Looks like, looks like she said something. Right.
I was curious.
A racially sensitive question that was mishandled. She says, as a person of color, I'm acutely aware of the power and importance of words because I've been on the receiving end of bigotry myself. My comments during the meeting referred to a longstanding city council policy regarding national issues and a policy that prevents council members from discussing items that are not previously agendized in accordance with the law. It is clear I did not express myself well or share with the community what is in my heart. Mayor Sashi McEntee.
Aye, aye, aye.
So there's that.
Love you all and love Michael Franti, says 707. Oh my God, we're so late. All right, we'll end on that.
We'll come back in just a sec.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Look, I hope you have a good day today.
Me too.
I think we all need to strive for that. There's a lot. I don't need to tell you. There's a lot going on in the world. What you can do as a human being is be a kind person and be a good listener. You know, let's all just try to hear what the other people have to say, what Vinny has to say, what Bryn has to say. I try to listen to you guys, you know, just, and it's harder than you think too. I mean, I'm a blabber, so it's hard for me to stop and listen, and I'm trying to do that. So,
hey, I wanted to mention this real quick.
Sure.
The Santa Cruz police chief, Andy Mills, the dude I've mentioned,
yeah,
to
you've
you
mentioned a few
on
times.
A couple occasions. I guess he was on MSNBC primetime last night, and they said it was very cool. He's
awesome.
An interesting dude and a really good guy, and at least so far, everything I've learned about him, I find him to be the type of leader that we can be grateful for. So hopefully that continues.
And that's we the get kind more of leader I like to be grateful for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's tough. Just do your best to be a kind person out there.
And we're going to go to a meeting, everybody. So
yeah, we. Oh my
crossed.
God, I can't wait. I'm going to be super kind in that. I'm going to do a lot of listening.
Me
in that
too.
One, for sure. All right. Check you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.